This is Inside Agriculture. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. More than 150 agriculture and business groups are urging the Biden administration to get the two sides in labor talks on West Coast shipping operations to extend their current contract while a new agreement is finalized. The contract between the Pacific Maritime Association represents port operators and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, which represents dock workers, expired July 1st. In a letter to President Biden, the groups suggest the administration work with the PMA and ILWU to get them to remain at the negotiating table. The ag and business organizations want to avoid disruptions like those that occurred in late 2014 into early 2015 at West Coast ports. Work slowdowns then cost the U.S. meat industry millions of dollars in lost export sales. A recent rash of cyber attacks on farm and food production industries. What's the motive? Well, we find out from an Extension cybersecurity expert.
Iowa State University Computing and Engineering Professor Doug Jacobson says while in some cases attackers are after intellectual property, mostly perpetrators are...
mostly after money.
Also...
part of that is sort of a surprise factor in that the sector itself hasn't been targeted, and then when they start to become targeted, they aren't necessarily as prepared.
In terms of the type of computer systems perpetrators are looking for, Jacobson explains many businesses, including food production companies, have two kinds of systems.
You're going to have some forward-facing ability for people to pay, to get information, to store their information. But then the ransomware people like to go that next level of the computers that control the operation.
He adds enhanced cybersecurity protocols such as compartmentalization are needed for operation controlling computer systems.
In last week's crop production forecast, several records were noted, one for a unique crop important around here. Maple syrup.
And according to Lance Honig of the National Agricultural Statistics Service, the key word in this year's production forecast is record.
A record number of taps, record yield, and record production.
As production forecast totals are up, with
more than 5 million gallons produced this season, that's up 35% from what was produced last year.
As most maple syrup lovers know, it's a little pricier than the brands at the store, but it's worth it. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Eric Johnson back tomorrow. Have a great day.